There are many ways in which a university may be served. It's very rare indeed that a president has the opportunity of presenting an individual to you who has served his institution in all the possible ways. Sir Raymond Ball is an alumnus, and one of the most distinguished alumni of this institution. He was an official and one of the most distinguished officials of his administration. As a citizen, he has wrought through the years in the interests of the institution. He's been a member of the Board of Trustees for a very large number of years and is now chairman of the Board of Trustees, and above that holds the essential place of the spearhead of our fund drive as chairman of the Corporation Committee. I have the greatest pleasure and honor in introducing to you, for our closing remarks, Mr. Raymond Ball.
I know you'll be glad to hear that when I read the paper this morning and noted the number of speakers, not the speakers, but the number of speakers on the program this afternoon, and then looked at the thermometer, I cut my speech in half. It has been my good fortune to have lived closely with the University of Rochester for over 40 years, and to see it develop from a small college with an enrollment of less than 300 to the university of today. Many thrilling events have taken place during this time, but none of greater significance in the life of the college than the event which we celebrate today. At last, we are expressing in tangible manner our determination that both our women students and our men students will have equal educational advantages. I am confident that our women students will be greatly pleased with their home conditions when the construction project begun today is completed in the spring of 1955. I firmly believe that the program for higher education, so well established in this country, if properly supported, is our greatest hope for the preservation of those freedoms which we have enjoyed in the past and hold dear as we look to the future. Our university is entering a new era of usefulness to our community and to the nation. As its dreams further unfold, and as they are more fully evaluated, I'm sure that an increasing number of friends will find real satisfaction in investing in this promising future for our youth.